No order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Genrick, motion. Trustee Atwood, second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Announcements. I am sorry to say that prior or village trustee from 1996 to 2005, Dave Hoslett, passed away. I believe it was June 2nd. I've never had the pleasure of meeting Dave, but he served the community for a long time, passed away at the age of 86, and our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
Good man. He was a men's club member for many years. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to public appearances. Did anyone submit anything for public appearances, Debbie?
No.
Hearing none, we'll close public appearances and move on to action item number 5, appointment of members to the Ad Hoc Finance Personnel Committee. Thank you to all of you for your thoughtful consideration of participating on this committee. As we talked about last time, we will have a core group of folks, and that core group will call on other people as they have special needs. So the three folks that I've chosen for this committee are Matthew Harris, because everyone said, make sure Matthew's on that committee.
Yep.
And he paid me $10, so life is good. All right. And then Jim Genrick. Jim has a background, very enthusiastic gentleman, but has a background in HR and organizations. So I thought Jim would be great for that. And I'd also like to ask Chris Sampson to serve on the committee. All of them said they were very interested in the committee. Chris has had quite a bit of experience over at UWGB with the VP of Finance and Human Resources on a regular basis. And plus, what I thought was nice, Chris said that he serves on our Water Commission, but he'd like to be more involved in the day-to-day, so integrated with the village. So I thought that was great. Thank you very much for all three of you. And thank you to everyone else who offered. I'm sure we will all be called upon at some point to help. But hopefully, and then Brad and Julie, of course. So,
Julia,
I have a motion to confirm those appointees.
So moved. Green.
Thank you, Lynn. Do I have a second?
Second, Penny.
Second, Penny. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve. In the second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The three of you have just taken on a new 20 per hour per week job.
Yeah,
and then
what time of the
office?
Okay, item number 6, noise variance permit request for a housewarming party at 2491 Bittersweet Avenue on June 21st from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
With a note that the live music will end by 8 p.m.
The music will end by 8 p.m., which I believe means that the loudspeakers will also be done by 8 p.m. And Jason hasn't, I don't know if Jason's been able to talk to them. He hasn't signed off on it. They're going to have 80 people, which I find a little interesting, seeing the time.
A lot of people.
But I would accept the motion on this.
Move to approve on the condition that Officer Vogel gives it the green stamp of approval.
Okay. Nice motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any dark second? Any discussion?
I have a question. As part of the application process, is it required that they go and notify the neighbors or sound out the neighbors in advance? The last group did, and we really appreciated that, but I wonder if that's a requirement.
I don't think it's a requirement by ordinance, but by practice, I would surely encourage Jason to encourage them to do so, especially if it's housewarming and they're moving in.
Right. I'm hoping that it's a housewarming party that the neighbors are invited.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is customary that Jason would do a little legwork in advance, kind of as Rob suggested.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve with the caveat that Officer Vogel signs off on it in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number... lost my agenda. Item number 7. Request from Los Miguelas at 1329 South Webster Avenue to amend the premise description on their liquor license to allow them to sell and serve alcohol in their parking lot. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Second.
Trustee Sampson on the motion, Trustee Atwood on the second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
It's going to be awful tight in there, I think.
It's going to be a little tight, but they will, according to what they say, they will social distance. So.
They're drying. I mean, it shows their parking lot. It's pretty, well, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
But they have to have some ability to entertain, too.
Yeah, they do. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
You know,
thank you.
Just one caveat to that. We should probably put the same expiration date on it as we did the other facilities.
Right.
Okay, and actually they asked for an October 1st expiration, but we could certainly... so we can approve their request, and if they want to go longer, they can ask.
Perfect. Thank you.
Item number 8, request from Riviera Bar and Grill to include their parking lot with temporary fencing from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays for music on the deck in the premise description of their 2021 alcohol beverage license. They had it, but we gave it to them last year. They never took advantage of it, but they're asking for the same thing this year, I believe.
Once again, I'd move to approve, as is.
Thank you. I will say that they're asking for it to be all year long. Do you want them to be able to do it all year long?
It was on their license.
True. I'm sorry, what, Debbie?
It was on their license for the last 2 years. They just forgot to include it. It was part of their regular.
Okay, cool. So, Trustee, go on.
I think that the other ones where we're putting a time stamp on here weren't really laid out for that in the first place and don't have real fencing. If I'm not mistaken, these people have a place to do that, and they're set up for that anyway, so I don't see why they couldn't go year-round.
Yeah, they will. On Sunday afternoons, they're going to use temporary fence in their parking lot to allow
people. Oh, they are temporary.
Yeah, they do have a fenced-in area currently.
Yeah, that's right.
And the last 2 years, it was just year-round part of their regular license.
Okay. Very good. We have a motion by Trustee Atwood, I believe, to approve. Do I have a second?
Second, Green.
Second by Trustee Green. Any discussion? Hope they can take advantage of it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 9, Resolution 2020-19, ratifying an emergency declaration for a curfew after several riotous individuals engaged in unlawful activity unrelated to the peaceful protest and after receiving credible threats of continued violence in the area. So on June 2nd, I made a declaration or a proclamation of emergency that will go through June 4th. And then that was in alignment with what Green Bay had. Green Bay changed theirs. And I spoke to Sheriff Delane, and he recommended if we extend it, that we extend it through the weekend, because there are going to be several rallies going on, and there was some talk of trouble. So I amended that proclamation on June 3rd, and that expired on June 8th. Thankfully, we didn't have any trouble that I know of in Alloway. And so that proclamation, even though it's passed, has to be ratified by the village board. So do I have a motion on that item?
I move to ratify.
Thank you.
Okay.
Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Hope we don't have to do that again. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10, action regarding resolution 2020-20, authorizing the sale of the property at 1677 South Webster Avenue to Wisconsin Medical Credit Union. Trevor, is there anything you want to say?
No, this is following up on action that we that the board has already taken. This is just a requirement of the title company.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Atwood, your camera's... Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I got distracted. The computer
fell asleep.
Huh?
I thought you fell asleep.
No.
You're approved. Trustee Harris. Do I have a second?
Will you call me out, President Raptor?
Trustee Genrich seconds. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Well, I should have asked the question, where's the price attached to this, or that has not been determined yet? This just authorizes a sale if one takes place?
Brad? It did take place, Chris. This is the sale to the Wisconsin Medical Credit Union was for $1, and they're going to be building next to Zambaldi.
Okay, and I remember that, but I don't remember voting on that dollar sale, or did I?
Yes, when the developer's agreements were put together.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
And that was a while ago, so it just took a while to get to this point.
Okay.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 12. Nope. Item number 11. Action regarding resolution 2020-21, authorizing the purchase of the property at 1917 and 1923 Derby Lane from Wisconsin Medical Credit Union. This is the same thing, and the cost for that, Brad, was
$335.
We purchased that at $335, which was also included in the developer's agreement. As part of the developer's agreement. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve resolution 2020-21.
Thank you, Trustee Harris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Does your cat have any motion there?
He's waving his tail at you.
Mr. Raptor?
Yes.
Just an FYI, Wisconsin Medical Credit Union is planning on getting started very shortly, correct, Trevor? Within the next couple of weeks.
Exciting.
Great. So.
Exciting. That's going to be a nice-looking building. Item number 12, action regarding Public Works Committee, Libel Street Surface Transportation Block Grant. Mr. Gene.
And the village has received a surface transportation block grant for the reconstruction and design of Libel Street from Highway 172 to Culp Street. The cost of the project is estimated at $5.3 million. with federal funding of up to 80%, maximum not to exceed amount of $4,264,851, with the village responsibility being the other 20% at a rough cost of $1,066,211. Let me say that again, $1,066,211. The cost does not include they call non-participating items, which are improvements to the village's public utilities, sanitary sewer and water main. The grant does include improvements to the storm sewer system. The grant does not include right-of-way acquisition. The south half of the project is currently scoped at a reconstruct with the addition of boulevards and sidewalk on both sides. Currently, we have sidewalk on the east side, but very little boulevard. Sidewalk would be added on the west side. To reconstruct the roadway from 172 to Alloway Avenue, we would have to purchase right-of-way. North of Alloway Avenue, the project is a resurfacing project with the addition of sidewalk on the east side north of Beaupre. The project cost includes engineering, cost to construct, inflation, construction oversight, and state review fees. The project would begin, design would begin next year. The design would take roughly 2 years and then leave roughly a year for right-of-way acquisition. As we work through the design public involvement process, we may not be reconstructing the south half of the roadway. Maybe it's a resurface from the beginning of the project north to the end of the project at Call Street. This is a great opportunity for the village to improve Libel Street, and I would suggest that we accept the grant in terms of the agreement.
And as Sean pointed out at the Public Works Committee meeting, he's applying for the largest grant we would possibly need, but if we don't need to reconstruct the part of Libel and just resurface, we can do that. So we can bring it down.
Right.
Bring it up.
Right. When I put together the application, I built the project, the south half being a reconstruct, the north half being a resurface, to maximize federal funding. We can always pull back the scope if that's the direction we get as we start the design and get feedback from the public. I know President Rafter, you had a question about what is the cost mm-hmm. of the improvements to the public utilities, water main and sanitary sewer. We have looked at as-built plans. We found out that in 95 the water main was replaced for the entirety of the project. So there would be the need to remove and replace the water main. However, we may have a number of services that we want to renew. I didn't come up with a cost for that, but as we begin the scope and start the design, we will. Sanitary sewer, in 95, a large portion of the sanitary sewer was improved. However, there was a fraction of it that was left. The old concrete pipe was left. It must have been in good condition where it didn't need to be replaced. The project length is roughly 1.6 miles of that length, about 2,000 feet of sanitary sewer concrete. We just assume that we would, under this project, possibly replace that. The cost to do that, along with the renewal of the services that would be connected to that, that are connected to that concrete pipe, the cost of which is roughly about $500,000. Now, these are just ballpark numbers. As we get into the design, we'll know more about the condition of the sanitary sewer. large portion of it is in good condition, PVC pipe, but you'd ask for a number, and again, there are trenchless technologies that we could utilize as well if the pipe is in the condition to do so. So.
Very good. Thank you, sir. So we're looking for a motion to accept the Surface Transportation Block Grant and the conditions set forth in the State Municipal Agreement. Do I have a motion on this item?
Make that motion that we proceed with that and accept that grant, and we throw $1 million out of our pocket, and $4 million from the Fed, so that's a pretty good deal.
Yep. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
Sure, I just a little more detail on the right-of-way acquisition. There's no expectation that the width of the roadway is going to change substantially, even in those areas where you're doing a reconstruction, or is it possible it will?
Well, the paved roadway width wouldn't change, at least not a whole lot. I scoped the south half as a reconstruct. You know, what would change would be the area outside of the curb and gutter. To provide, sidewalk on both sides, we'd want a boulevard 5 to 6 feet in width for snow storage, for safety reasons. The right-of-way south half of the project varies in width from 75 to 55 feet. From just south of Blackhawk to just north of Mission, for whatever reason, the right-of-way narrows down to 55 feet. It would be in that area where we would have to purchase right-of-way either on both sides or a strip from just one side of the roadway. I did talk to Randy Moss and Moss Associates today just to get some ballpark numbers of what that cost might be if we were to add sidewalk on both sides and a boulevard. You're looking at, you would need temporary limited easements as well to do the grading, but you're looking at a cost of anywhere between $150,000 and $200,000 to negotiate the right-of-way acquisition and the actual cost of it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Do I have a motion on this item? Oh, I got a motion on this item.
Jim and I.
A motion to approve by Trustee Genrich and a second by Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Try to keep up, President Walker.
You're fun. Item 12B, Sewer Lining Project, Intergovernmental Agreement with the City of Green Bay. John.
We're going to be jointly bidding sewer lining project with the City of Green Bay. Their project is much larger than ours, so they're going to be administrating with this contract. They've asked us to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with them. The agreement indicates that the village would be responsible to inspect their lining project. We would hold them harmless. On our insurance policy, we'd list the City of Green Bay as an insured, additional insured party. The City of Green Bay will pay for the work up front and invoice the village. What else? That's about it. Another great opportunity for us to work in cooperation, collaborate with the City of Green Bay with the hopes of, with a larger project, getting a better price.
And as I mentioned at the Public Works meeting, I'd like to see you part of that whole process so that we can use it as a learning experience. And I think that would be good. It's great, great cooperation between municipalities. Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood. Do I have a second? Someone's calling in their second.
Second.
Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Nice job, Sean.
Thank you.
Item number 13, report on zoning code project next steps. Mr. Fuller.
Yes, I just wanted to give you guys an update of where we're at. I think I reported previously that we wanted to take a break or a hold on adopting the code just because of COVID-19 and the public process. So now that things are kind of opening up and I've kind of gotten a better handle on how to do Zoom, the steps that I have outlined is we'll post everything on the website, Facebook, email, that sort of thing. And then we'll host two Q&A sessions, one or two, depending on the attendance and interest. And I was thinking having one in the evening and one at during the lunch hour or sometime during the day. And then we'll have Plan Commission next week give the recommendation to the Village Board. And then at the one of the July meetings, I'm still waiting to hear back from the consultant on whether that'll be the 7th or the 21st, but we'll have a public hearing. Our consultant will attend that meeting either through Zoom or in person, depending on what format we're doing at that time, and what they're comfortable with as well. And then at that meeting, we'll formally repeal the code, the old zoning code, and adopt the new one. So that's more or less the kind of the outline of what I'm recommending doing. I'm definitely willing to hear other suggestions if there are any, either between now and when we adopt the code, but trying to get as much public input as possible. I know it's not an exciting topic, but it is impactful. And but at the same time, we want to also look out for the public safety and health of the residents. So.
Yep. I would think that people are comfortable enough nowadays to answer a link and get into a video session. So, yeah, it's good to keep it going and spread it out as much as we can, spread the word. Thank you, Trevor.
Yep.
Item number 14, future agenda items. Anything anyone wants to see on a future agenda?
I think it's probably time that we put nuisance properties back on and take a look at how the street cleaning procedures that we had talked about last time during garbage pickup and, you know, with lawn cutting and brush and just kind of get an update on all that.
Okay. Anything else?
Is it okay just to call it a code enforcement update?
Sure.
And yep. Encompass everything?
Sure.
Yep. Very good.
Anything new on the potential agreement with the Pier and Ledgeview regarding the dump, for lack of a better word?
Robert E. Lee has started the feasibility study. I haven't seen any plans yet.
Okay. Anything else on a future agenda? Hearing none, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. We are closed at 6:59 p.m.
Woo! Somebody's getting an ice cream cone.